First, thanks for tuning in to Organic Matters. I'm getting more and more hits every week. Makes it kind of fun. Just because of the time of the year and that I've been moving around more than I usually do, I'm going to do a little bit on organic deer control for your garden. Just how do you keep seasonal deer away from your garden without hurting them or using pesticides? And of course, those pesticides aren't good for you, and they're also not good for the deer. They're not good for your children. And most important, if it's your vegetable garden, which is what I usually talk about, it's certainly not good for the vegetables you're going to eat or feed your family. To start with, deer are almost all places that I've been what we call crepuscular. I love the word. Or nocturnal. Crepuscular just means they're active mostly at dawn and at dusk. And a lot of times they even go down during the night. So that's, and then some do, especially depending on the moon, actually forage all night long. During the day, they usually reside in a protected, shady area. They'll bed down and stay quiet, although there's such huge numbers of them in places I've been now that sometimes you see the deer all day. When we understand the times of day they are most active, then we can do more to kind of control them, to be aware of them, and kind of watch for them. One of the things we do need to discuss for a minute are deer and auto crashes. I know that sounds strange, but it's common and causes not just a lot, but millions of dollars in insurance claims each year. Because of the closer interaction of deer and human communities, we've actually seen an increase in Lyme disease and other diseases, due also to a better understanding, diagnosis, and reporting of the disease. That has a lot to do with it. Lyme is transmitted by the deer tick, now known as the black leg tick in many places, which is found on the deer and, of course, in their territory. And if you're dealing with deer at all, you know they're herd animals that have lost a lot of their natural predators. We have taken over much of the places they used to live, and they have graciously, I guess is the word, allowed us to do so and just have learned to live with us. They've actually found our manicured landscapes filled with tasty plants and free of predators, except us, especially with our cars. And they find it quite acceptable in most places. We have made many of our neighborhoods, by default, perfect deer habitats. If you've gotten to know your deer, you'll see they usually travel their territory on specific trails at specific times. They keep the same schedule most of the time. So if you can disrupt their daily visit to your yard or your garden, they just may bypass your area and go bother somebody else. If you know where they enter your property, consider adding a fence there. It can be a sturdy 8-foot tall fence, or it can just be a simply 5 to 7 foot temporary fence with deer netting. This netting is kind of a monofilament, kind of like fishing line. Usually they make it black in color so you can see it. But the deer usually bump into it with their sensitive noses. Not seeing it clearly or being able to know what it is, this may be enough to cause them to change their route, as is the uncertainty of running into their path. They may also break through it, but because it is temporary, you can put it up again. You'll finally get ahead of them if you just keep that barrier there for some extended time. If you happen to be dealing with a larger area where the deer may enter, use some kind of a permaculture plant, a hedgerow of plants. Permaculture, it's kind of a combination of permanent and agriculture. It's a way of gardening that looks at the whole system and all the parts and activities involved in that system. In this case, including the deer. It's a way of working with nature and using what we learn to garden more easily. For example, we call it stacking. Plant functions so that every plant creates more than one useful benefit. When using permaculture, there's usually no waste. Energy is recycled again and again. Small changes are made when needed. And observation is even more important than normal. While there is a lot that goes into this, basically, in a word, it is working with nature and harnessing the systems of the energy in nature to create a more sustainable and resilient outdoor space with, in many cases, less work by the actual gardener. One does have to realize animals are part of the whole picture. And if you have an issue with deer, you can consider what and how and where you plant to direct the deer around your actual garden that you have in your yard. A deer-deterring hedgerow can be done in a number of ways. One way is to plant what I call sacrificial plants on the outside of the hedge. The deer will eat these and kind of be on their way. That's all they're really looking for is sustenance. In this case, plant thickly so you just can't really walk right through the hedge. It really works. Plant your desired plants on the inside of the hedge. You can also plant thorny, hard-to-work-with plants such as raspberries, native plums, on the outside of the hedge. The deer may or may not eat them. And when planted closely, though, they will not push through them. And you can, if you want, also install a fence as an additional barrier between these two plant lines. It only needs to be 4 or 5 feet tall. Deer are prey animals and rely on their senses of sight and smell to keep them safe. If they can't see through an area, they're less likely to push through it. There could be, in their brain, a wolf, a coyote, or some other predator, even your house dog, in there. They just don't want to have to deal with it. I do want to mention this here, though, having been most of my life, at least adult life, in Texas, which sometimes extreme drought and things really put pressure on the local deer population. And when that happens, you can even see these deer, when they're really hungry, graze and eat on plants that claim to be, quote, deer-proof or deer-resistant. By learning what you know about the deer and their habitats in your area, you can gently sort of redirect them away from the plants you want to protect in your yard. Another approach is to use the deer's sense of smell against them by using repellents that feature some sort of strong smelling ingredients. Deer learn to live in our urban environments and get used to us normal human smells, so you got to change it up. Some good uses are for garlic. That works for a while, then maybe go to some putrid eggs. Sounds awful, but it's not going to bother you as much as you think, and they don't like it at all. Then switch sometimes to a more chemical smell or fragrant, one that I hear. I've never used it, but I've heard of it from dozens of people, is to hang, believe it or not, parts of a cut-up soap. The one that seems to work very well is Irish Spring around the area where you don't want the deer to come in. Incidentally, they also sell in bottles, believe it or not, urine from wolves and coyotes. And you can switch to that for a while. And even having your dog around, even if he doesn't chase the deer, he leaves the smell in your yard. The irony of it is, when they smell that dog scent, they don't like it. It could be from your poodle. It doesn't have to be, your guard dog or your German shepherd. Just the scent is enough to many times keep the deer away. As a rule, during spring and summer, deer browse mostly on tender plants and vegetables. More so in the fall, though, they look for food with a higher fat and carbohydrate content to build their fat stores for the cold weather. Their preference, acorns, nuts, fruits, any of the higher caloric foods. And yes, in case you haven't noticed, they love the seeds from your bird feeder. So clean up the acorns, pull the feeders at night if you're really having a problem, and pick up any fallen fruit that happens to be in your yard. Another thing to consider is that deer hear well, and they don't like loud noises or unexpected events. Sometimes just a radio left on, especially to a talk station, not to music, but talk seem to help, change it up and let them listen to various stations and change it once in a while. I've even seen in the country where I lived a line of cans that was hung on a string, but they had to go under or over or around that one line of cans, and it really did deter a number of the deer. Another deterrent I've seen work very well, the one that I knew of, was called the scarecrow. And all it was actually a water hose attached to a sensitive little post. This one kind of looked like a scarecrow. And whenever anything moved, it would turn the sprinkler and shoot a spray of water. Now, it works really well. They never quite ever get used to it because it also makes a lot of noise. It's got a little guy along the way where the water comes out that does a kind of noisy. But I did see it at one point in somebody's front yard. It's not anything you want to put near your sidewalk. your neighbors and the passersby will not be impressed. A gentleman I met in Georgia a few years ago had an idea that seemed to work very well. I hadn't seen it anyplace else, since deer have relatively limited sense of sight as far as still things, but you can use their sight against them. He hung about 8-inch long pieces of white cloth from the fences and bushes around his area about the height of the tail of a deer. And when the winds blew, or even just small breezes, they evidently, he thought, flagged the deer. These are white-tailed deer he was dealing with. And they thought they were seeing a white flag. And he said it worked well, mostly at dusk and at dawn when he had his big deer problems. But it was an interesting idea. And he said they never got, he would move them around once in a while. But they really did seem to deter the deer from getting right into his vegetable garden area. And this may sound counterintuitive, but another friend of mine that has some small acreage, he has a few acres, actually did the exact opposite of what I would have recommended and put a deer corn out in the very corners of his yard and actually ended up probably almost causing a deer problem in some ways, but he didn't. It did keep them from his actual garden. And finally, this same gentleman had put motion-activated lights. And some of them flashed, some of them didn't. He moved them around occasionally. He had them on stakes. And they seemed to deter the deer, especially from bedding down and staying in his garden area during the nights, after dusk and before dawn. So just one of the many ideas. I have dealt with deer. I've raised deer. I know you're not supposed to. I had a fawn I found in my boxwood whose mother had gotten hit by a car just hours after she was born. So I did save her. I had to get a permit. You wouldn't believe what I went through. But she grew up. I made her grow wild. I didn't cage her. And she ended up in the next few years bringing several fawns up by where I turned her loose in a ranch where I was, and was a successful, I don't recommend that. Number one, it's illegal if you don't get the permit. Number two, especially I don't recommend, I know a man that raised a buck that ended up turning on humans when it became a mature buck. So it's not a good idea, but I have done it. To kind of tie this thing up, as I always do, I kind of overdo things once in a while. You're not allowed to just go out and shoot these things, folks. Even though they're a pest where you are, especially in neighborhoods for the safety of everybody around you. Now, where I am right now, I'm up in the Washington, D.C. area, and they do have way too many deer in the area. They actually have bow hunts. They put signs out in all the areas they're going to let these fellas come out with their bows and arrows. It seems pretty safe. They've evidently been doing it here for years. There's always two sides to the story. One side says, oh no, we want to have our deer here. The other says we need rid of them, but at least they do it legally. So do be careful. I don't want you arrested. And in a lot of parts of this country, you sure will be if you get caught with a gun out shooting deer especially in a neighborhood. Thanks for listening to Organic Matters.